look here, you lard-loving penny whistles. Keep digging this here hole where the map has led us to. I hear there be treasure.
Aye, Captain.
Captain, we found something.
Then stand aside, you blow-easy billboard top 20s. Let me take a look at me treasure.
What is it, Captain?
Why, it's the greatest treasure I have ever beheld. Tis the Super Bush Podcast. Boo yourselves, you scabrat, scullery scallions. Tis a daily show. What do you want from me anyways?
This episode of the Super Bush Podcast is brought to you by
Houseplants. Take one little vacation, come back to find them completely dead. That's $45 you'll never see again. Houseplants.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Super Bush Podcast. Happy Friday to you. I am Super Bush. Oh, man, we made it. You made it through the end of the week. Congratulations. If you're new to this podcast, what I'm going to do is just kind of go over some stories that happened mostly this week, sometimes absolutely today. So let's get started. Let's get right into it right now.
From the Super Bush News Desk in beautiful Los Angeles, California, it's the news.
The country of Sweden has officially joined NATO. That's right, yesterday Sweden became the 32nd member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Sweden, as you may know, has been historically a neutral country. When Sweden was asked a few nights ago what it wanted for dinner, it said, "I don't care, what do you want?" Even back in 2018, Sweden could not decide whether or not it heard Yanny or Laurel when it heard this.
Laurel.
That is 100% Yanny. I don't care. I'll still fight to anybody about this. This isn't really a shocker that Sweden joined. They submitted their application nearly 2 years ago in the May of 2022. It's actually just taken that long to get them approved. Given the 200-year history of Sweden's neutrality, though, I think members of NATO did this on purpose. Should we let them join? Oh, I don't know. Maybe we'll just stay neutral about it for 2 years. The decision finally came when the 31 other nations of NATO decided they really could use a meatball and lindenberry soda day in the cafeteria. Really, fills out the week. Moving on. The Royal National Lifeboat Institute, or the RNLI, an institute in the United Kingdom, was forced to destroy a man's bathtub this week after the man reportedly was rescued from the sinking tub while out in the middle of the ocean. Now, this story would be more surprising except for that the man and his dog have been rescued several times by the lifeboats prior to this final incident. In a statement, the RNLI said that they were forced to destroy the bathtub as it was seemingly the only way to prevent the man from going out again. He was very determined to try and make this work. I don't really know where he got this idea to go sailing in a bathtub. It sounds like something out of a Dr. Seuss book. A man with a dog in a tub in the sea cried help many times when it started to leak, so the RNLI came and saved the man from the leaky, wet, rounded out part of the ceramic thing that was his tub. They destroyed it there, for the man loved the tub, but they didn't care, so the man and his dog in the sea were no more. They were sad right there, standing upon the shore, with the shattered tub that was not meant to be. Poor man, poor dog, poor tub, poor sea. Thank you very much. Thank you. I should write for The Independent, honestly, seriously. Moving on. Yesterday morning, an attorney in Austin, Texas, decided to tase himself in front of jurors as part of his defense. He is representing two former Williamson County Sheriff deputies who have been charged with an in-custody death. Manslaughter. There was a police chase which involved the deputies and ended with them tasing the person they were chasing and killing them. In order to prove that tasers are not deadly, this defense attorney got a taser and tased himself. He only did this once. He only tased himself once, according to my research, but it turns out the victim, Javier Ambler, had a heart condition, and so yeah, the tasing him killed him. This was definitely some showmanship on the part of the attorney, whose name is Ken Irvin. So here's the thing. Police officers kill people every single day in this country. I think he was just wanting to get tased, if I'm honest. I mean, back in January, a police officer ran over somebody they were chasing. I wonder if this guy would have been like, "Ladies and gentlemen, cars don't kill people."
I rest my case.
Let's just go to the next story, shall we? 100 people gathered on a beach in Wales the other day in order to break a world record. The longest distance game of tug of war. That's right. It was 50 people versus 50 people teams, and the total length of rope spanned 1,694 feet. So let me do some quick math here. That's one person about every 17 feet or so, or about the same distance that we had to stand from each other during COVID-19. Now, if you lost this game of tug of war, you got pulled about 17 feet through the sand. I bet you that sand would be stuck in your ass crack for nearly the rest of the year. Let's move on to the final story. The state of Indiana has passed a bill to ban eyeball tattooing. Wait, hold on. Let me read that again. The state of Indiana has passed a bill to ban eyeball tattooing. Yep, eyeball tattooing. Was this a major problem in Indiana before? Oh, it wasn't? Okay. So, that news story again. The state of Indiana has approved a bill to fight fake-ass not crimes. So, I guess if you want someone to stick a sharp needle in your eye and draw a sweet dragon in it, you'll have to go to Michigan for those type of shenanigans. The bill proposes a minimum $10,000 fine to tattoo artists who participate in said eyeball tattooing. However, if they get in their bathtubs and sail to Sweden, they will take a stand on their newly found principles and tase themselves to prove they are not innocent. That's going to do it for me. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of the Super Bush Podcast. Please remember, do not whitewash your fences, as fences need equal representation, and whitewashing them is both egregious and harmful to the economy. I will be back on Monday with an all-new episode. Have a wonderful weekend, be safe, and have a great night.